Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, January 19th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Cook City Super 8/Bear Claw Bobs. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Last night, the mountains got 1 to 3 inches of low-density snow. This morning, temperatures are teens to low 20s Fahrenheit, and wind is west to southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour. Today will be sunny with temperatures in the 20s Fahrenheit and westerly wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow is expected early Tuesday, with more through the weekend. Although not in our advisory area, there were 2 people killed by avalanches yesterday, a snowmobiler in Utah and an ice climber in Colorado. These were the 9th and 10th fatalities this month. We are deeply saddened by each of these events. Their frequency is typical this time of year, and we lose sleep over preventing more. Throughout the western U.S., the snowpack has buried weak layers that have been overloaded by storms since the start of 2020. Head out and have fun, but ride safe. Keep objectives mellow, constantly evaluate your exposure to avalanche terrain, and commit to come home alive. Through southwest Montana, we have seen natural and human-triggered avalanches 15 of the last 18 days. Yesterday, Doug visited a massive avalanche on Mount Henderson near Cook City. It was up to 15 feet deep and triggered by a snowmobiler on Thursday. This and an avalanche on Buck Ridge 2 weeks ago are 2 of the 3 largest crowns Doug has seen in person. Both of these were triggered by snowmobilers, and on Buck Ridge, 3 people were caught and luckily uninjured. Yesterday, a snowmobiler triggered an avalanche in Taylor Fork, and a large natural avalanche broke from a cornice fall south of Saddle Peak. Near West Yellowstone, 2 separate groups were surprised that they could get stability tests to propagate on sugary snow deep in the snowpack. Avalanche conditions are heightened and large avalanches can be triggered with severe consequences. These big slides are getting more difficult to trigger as weak layers get buried deeper, but as Doug says in his video, they will kill you. If you go into avalanche terrain, you have to collect a lot of data and be 99.9% sure of good stability. Large avalanches are possible to trigger, and avalanche danger is moderate in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and mountains near Cook City. Yesterday, there were 3 skier-triggered avalanches reported in the northern Gallatin Range. One on Flanders Mountain was very large and took out the skin track of another group. The snowpack in and near Highlight was generally stable, but yesterday's activity is a sign that recent wind-drifted snow has activated buried weak layers. Avalanches are possible to trigger on wind-loaded slopes, and they can break wide on buried persistent weak layers. On non-wind-loaded slopes, avalanches are less likely. Carefully evaluate the snowpack and terrain. Danger is moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low on other slopes in the northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out a form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks, and have a safe weekend.